This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The first black superintendent of the U.S. Air Force Academy takes command today. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more on Lieutenant General Richard M. Clark.
Lieutenant General Clark graduated from the Academy himself in 1986. He also formerly served as the school's Commandant of Cadets from 2010 to 2012, and he most recently worked as a Deputy Chief of Staff at the Pentagon. Clark is taking over for the retiring Lieutenant General Jay Silveria. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
RTD board members last night voted down a proposal to cut staff salaries. The agency is facing a budget shortfall of more than $200 million next year. The proposed salary cuts would have saved RTD about $5 million. The board will consider a smaller salary cut next month. Denver Public Schools plans to bring elementary school students back to class starting next week, despite rising numbers of COVID-19 cases around Denver. Superintendent Susanna Cordova says health officials say college students in Denver are the reason for the spike in positive cases.
They've indicated to us that at this time, they're not concerned that this increase is an indication of widespread community spread.
Middle and high school parents in Denver have until the end of today to sign up for either in-person or virtual learning. The Denver Nuggets had their first win last night in their best-of-seven playoff series against the L.A. Lakers. It was 114-106. The Lakers lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow. The teams are playing for the NBA Western Conference title. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.